my body is designed to live forever. This is Dr. Herbert L. Virely, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My body is designed to live forever. Do we really think that? Do I really think that my body is designed to live forever? Or do I think that my body is going to get old and decrepit? My body is going to be diseased and ill? Do I believe that my body has to go through all of the difficulties that life seems to pour upon it? Or do I believe that my life, my body, is designed to live forever? What do I really believe? What is it that makes my life go round? Am I confident that my body is designed to live forever? Am I confident that my body is designed to go on and on and on without any failure? Well, that's the truth about it. Scientists have done research in their laboratories with putting single cells in a petri dish and feeding it, nourishing it, and encouraging it to live, and it lives. It lives indefinitely. They have not found a time when it stopped living. And because they have not found a time when it stopped living, they presume that it should live forever. Now, we are designed by a rather remarkable designer, the ideal designer. The divine in us knows exactly how to do everything. The divine in us knows exactly how to create all beings and all existence and all bodies. And our body, you have to admit that, I have to admit that, I do admit it, my body is marvelously divine, marvelously designed. It is so wonderful, so creative, so imaginative, so beautiful. It's just beyond any words. Yes, our body, my body, is designed to live forever. My body has all of the facility to live forever. It does not need food. It does not need light. It does not need air. It does not need anything from the outer, because my body is constituted of atoms, and these atoms are eternal. These atoms live forever, and these atoms constitute the cells of my body. They constitute my entire body. Now, these atoms exist in perpetuity and without any help on my part. I think I need to feed them, I need to water them, I need to breathe them, I need to do all those things. That's what I think. But that's a joke, really. It's not correct. It is just something that somewhere I have created myself, believing and thinking that when I don't have air, I die. When I don't have water, I die. When I don't have life, I die. But I do know, and I do believe, and I do know with all my heart and soul and being, that my being, my essence, my soul, my life force goes on forever. Now, that the life force lives in a body that could go on forever is remarkable. My body could go on forever if I chose to have it go on forever. But if I choose my body to be limited, then it's limited. Now, I have the audacity to say that my body comes from a sperm and an egg, and that sperm and and that it comes out and that it develops into a physical form, into a child, and into a young adult, and adult, and then into an older adult, until finally it's no longer viable as a living thing, and it disappears. Well, I look at all of the things that I have created in the world about me, and I do the same thing to them. I create a car, and I create this car from nothing. I create it out of the atoms of the ground and the minerals, making it into a body, making it into an engine, making it into a vehicle. And that vehicle is quite remarkable. It's very remarkable. It takes me where I want to go. That vehicle operates on gasoline. We might call that the life force of the vehicle, but really it's expendable too. And it is not something that is immortal in our minds. And so if it's not immortal in our minds, it has no immortality. For in our mind is where all immortality exists. So if I could create, oh yes, here we have the answer, don't we? The ideal car is the ideal car. It exists in perpetuity. It never dies. It never wears out. It's the ideal car. Now, I can conceive that. I can conceive of an ideal car. I can conceive of all things as being ideal. An ideal house, an ideal person, an ideal attitude, an ideal whatever. I can conceive of these things. Now, wherein do I put the death knell? Wherein do I put the cessation time limit? Wherein do I say that it has a span of so many years? Wherein do I say the obsolescence is? Now, we oftentimes say that manufacturers build obsolescence into their creation so that they will wear out and so that you will then want to buy new ones. You want to create new ones. You want to bring forth new ones into your world. So your old car wears out and you take it to the junkyard where it is returned to its original form and you take a new car. And that new car, oh, it is so wonderful when it's new. You treat it with such love. You treat it with such joy and such delight. Oh, yes, you do. No matter whether it's a company car, whether it's your personal car, or whether it's your wife's car, or your husband's car, or the family car, you treat it with very much love when it is brand new. And we do that with our babies, too. We treat them with so much love when they're brand new. But as they get older, then we begin making demands on them. We begin saying to our babies, you must do this, you must do that, you must live like this, you must live like that, you must act like this and act like that. And wow, do we like to limit our creation. And so as we limit our creation takes on the limitation that we give it. Now, its ideal does not take on a limitation. Our ideal creation, our ideal body, our ideal car, our ideal person, whatever it may be, is always the ideal. It is always the perfect. It is always the ideal, the absolute concept. Now, we age these things or cause them to decay, cause them to degrade as our mental thought is about them. We sometimes think, well, let's see now, this is a nice car, but I'd like a new one. Oh, I'd like a new sparkly new car. Smells so good, so new. Well, why didn't we keep that smell good new car about our new car as the new car is in our possession for a longer period of time? Why don't we maintain that new car smell that we like so much? Why do we maintain that new car delight that we like so much? What do we do with our cars? We oftentimes upgrade our cars. Oh, that's something we do on our computers, isn't it? Our computers have all these upgrading programs on them so that the computer itself doesn't have to be obsolescent, have obsolescence built into it. The computer has opportunities to be upgraded. Now, do we have an opportunity to upgrade ourselves? Do we have an opportunity to upgrade our own life, our own attitude, our own world? Well, we certainly do. We call that, I return to my original purity and integrity. And as we call it, I return to my original purity and integrity, we return to our original purity and integrity. Now, it's no more difficult than that. It's just a choice, a decision that we make. But the tendency is not for us to return to our original purity and integrity. The tendency is for us to to have things that are not pleasant happening to us. We have incidents, accidents, we have the things wearing out, we have things not functioning anymore. And the moment we notice something not functioning anymore, we say, oh, it's not functioning like it used to. Instead of saying, it functions perfectly, it is an ideal, it functions perfectly, I return it to its ideal concept in my mind, in my thought. As we return all things to their original purity and integrity, they are that original purity and integrity. So I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. As I say that statement, I am putting a cause in motion for my beauty of my eternality of my body. I put a cause in motion that says, this is a lovely car. Oh, it has that new car smell. Oh, it has this. Yes, 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 yes. Take our body. It has that new body smell, that baby smell, that tender, the baby's absolute marvelous quality, you know. You touch a baby and you just feel like you touched heaven. Why? The purity is in the child. It hasn't been drained away. The purity is in the child, and it will not be drained away unless you drain it away. The child comes out with excitement. It comes out with invigoration. It comes out with illumination and says, hey, 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 how about this? And then you, in your maturity, you say, well, that's already been done. That's already complete. That's already something, somebody else has already done it. Oh, what a killer. What a way to destroy illumination and inspiration. What a way to destroy all these things. They're so crazy. They're just so stupid. But we do it, don't we? Now, why do we do that? Why do we do that? We do that because that's the way we have been trained by ourselves and our families and our lives all the years that we've been here. Now, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, you say, but that's not true. Yes, it is true. It's just that you haven't put that cause in motion for yourself, and therefore you are thinking that you live in a decrepit body. Now, what kind of body do you want to live in? What kind of life do you want to live? What kind of existence do you want to have? Our bodies are designed to live forever. My body is designed to live forever. It's designed to be around here in perpetuity. It's designed to have everything going for it. It's designed, now this is the key, it's designed to be eternally young. It's designed to be eternally young. Now, it may take on a different format by our choice. It may take on a different knowledgeable awareness by our choice. But it is always designed to be forever. Now, you have within you all knowledge. I have within me all knowledge, all wisdom, all beingness. I have it within me. Now, I use whatever I choose to use when I choose to use it. If I am playing a game, I choose to use the knowledge of that game in playing the game. If I'm driving a car, I choose to use the knowledge of driving the car, operating the vehicle, and then operating the vehicle within the world in which I operate the vehicle, on the streets and roads and highways. And I know the rules. I know the program. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know that I am designed for living eternally. I'm designed to do that. And I know that I know all the rules of the game for whenever and however I play the game. Now, if I play the game that I am a rocket scientist, then I listen to the divine within me that reveals my inner rocket scientist knowledge, knowingness, and I know all things about rocket sciencery. If I think about poetry, and I am a poet, and I want to write poetry, I write it according to the common way that poetry is written, or I write it in my own way, in some unique, some spectacular way that bespeaks poetry, but yet doesn't fall into the formats that poetry has taken up to this point. Now, I can write any kind of poetry, and my poetry will be received by everyone as being remarkable, outstanding, like a little baby. The little baby is received as remarkable in understanding. It's not thought to be the fully revealed baby that it can be on all levels. It's whatever it is, where it is. Now, I'm living in my body, my temple of the living spirit. I'm living in this ideal form. This ideal form has perpetuity about it. It lives forever. This ideal form could not live if that were my choice, and I could stifle it by not breathing anymore, and then it would not be alive. But yet it would still be alive. It is just that I have chosen to take the life force away from it. I have taken the life force away from my physical body, and then I say my physical body has died. Or I take the positive life force away from my physical body, and then my physical body experiences some non-positive benefits. Now, what do I want? Do I want to live in my body that is designed for to live forever? Do I want to do that? If I want to do that, then it's up to me to every moment of my life proclaim the truth about myself. I am a living expression of my maximum divinity, of my wonderful qualities. I love to live. I love to be. I am divine. I am fantastic. I am designed to live. I am designed to be forever. I am designed to be happy forever, to be joyous forever, to be filled with power forever. Every cell of my body is alive with vitality and imagination and vividness. Every cell of my body eternally lives in this format. Now, I can take the life force away at any time, and I can say, I am not alive. I can say, I choose not to use my life force in this body anymore. And the body will appear to no longer be there. But the ideal body that it was, is, and always will be, is there. And if, after I have played the uncool game of not letting my body be alive with its creativeness, I can say, hey, I am alive. I am alive. And I live on. For my life lives on. My spiritual quality about me, my divinity, my reality, it lives on forever. And it lives on forever and ever and ever. And I merely, seems an interesting word, I merely put the cause in motion to bring it forth in my outer experience. Now, how do I do it? I say, I like me, I like me. The moment I begin saying, I like me, my body begins to radiate an activity that says goodness, eternality, joy, peace, harmony, balance. And as I radiate this outwardly, I experience balance. I experience joy. I experience peace. I experience life in its most magnificent form. If I give power to any other thing, then that is what takes place in my life. If I give power only to my original purity, only to my divine design, only to who I really am, then that's what I'll be. Now, it's just a matter of training ourselves to be in this manner, which is our original manner. Can we return to being like a baby and being so pure and so beautiful and so wonderful, nobody can destroy us? Oh, lots of people try. They try to say, oh, you're your father, your son, you're your mother, you're whatever, and that you have whatever their problems were, and how foolish that is. How foolish that is to toss these things down the line upon a newborn infant, but we do. We go to the doctor's office and he says to us, now what is the family medical history? He wants to know the family medical history so that he can help you continue the family medical history of all of the things the family has done in a negative way. Now, that's just the way their profession has been designed to do it. And it has its values in one thing or another to help maintain that and also to help control it. It's much better, rather than say what's your family history, it's what is your dream, your goal, your desire, your understanding of what your original purity and integrity mean. What does your original integrity and purity mean to you about yourself, about your body, about your life, about your beingness, your life force that's within you? What is it? Now, the life force in us is absolutely flawless. It's fantastic. Our body, if it lives in that life force, which it can and mostly does, it lives in its ideal quality. For this body is like a car. It can be maintained, it can be taken care of beautifully, it can be, but it's not maintained with the food. It's not maintained with the gas and oil and so forth. It's maintained with the love, that we pour into that car. Someone who loves their car, that car just goes on forever. Really. Someone who loves their body, that body just goes on forever and is perfect. If you love your body, really love it, really think it's the greatest thing in the world, you love your body, you delight in your body, you care for your body, you talk about your body with good terms, with good thoughts, with good attitudes, you talk about yourself with good attitudes and good thoughts and good ideal, you return to your ideal pure being, your original purity and integrity on which you were born into being. Are you ready? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be that? Am I ready to be that? Oh, I am ready. I am ready. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I speak all these things about myself that say, hey, that guy's great, that guy's wonderful, that guy's fantastic. You know, even when I go in the doctor's office, he says, you know, you're fantastic, you're really fantastic. So, have everybody say that about you, starting with yourself. Say of yourself, I'm fantastic. Say of yourself, I'm wonderful. Say of yourself, I am the most fantastic being in the universe. Well, now, my body is designed to live forever. My mind is designed to live forever. My ideal is designed to live forever. I am that ideal. And oh, we have bodies within bodies within bodies. We have life within life within life. We are living in such a fabulous world and fabulous life and fabulous all. And all we have to do is to claim it, name it, claim it, and enjoy it. And when you do that, you too will live forever. You too will have that life that never ends and always is ideal. Join me in this ideal expression and realize that it's who you really are. It's what you really are. And it's what makes the world go round when you live forever in your perfect spirit, mind, and body. And join with me, loving my body, I love you. As I love my body, I love you. I love you. I love you.